So one thing that's been on my mind in particular for the last, I don't know how long, I feel like that's usually how these episodes manifest themselves anyway. It's like something been on my mind for a long time, and then it's just, it's like it just stays on my mind until I have to like let it out. And sometimes some things are not like things I would necessarily write about per se. So I mean, what is there to not write about? But for example, like this situation specifically, what's been on my mind is the concept of execution. And and no, we don't mean like killing people, execution, like execution for me, not that execution. I mean execution meaning getting shit done. Like I'm the type of person where, also I just woke up, so I don't intend to be singing anything in this episode, but here we are. Yeah, I feel like execution is super important, just because and other than it just being on my mind, like I feel like also there have been like memes and just things around me that just keep pointing my brain back to the same concept and the same point and the same thought. Like if you don't execute, you will never get anywhere, because enough people just sit down and talk and talk and talk about things and imagine what they want and dream about what they want. And sometimes I'm guilty of that, but a lot of the times and something that has helped me to to get things done, which is why I can have a conversation about it, is just like not allowing obstacles to stop you from doing the thing that you want to do. And not to say that, you know, whatever you do is it's gonna be perfect, but I feel like that's part of the whole thing, like execution, regardless of if it's perfect, and not waiting for something to be perfect before, you know, you move forward with it or move on to the next part, or you know, do something else with whatever the fuck it is. Like I feel like people just, and it's, I've seen it like across the board, people that I know personally, people that I don't know, a lot of people just live in, and I don't know if this always happens to me, I don't know if it has anything, I mean, of course, for some people, it has to do with, like, fear. But I just feel like, it's not only fear. I just feel like some people just don't have the conviction to do the things that they say they're gonna do. And because I try with all my might to, if I say I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna do that shit. Like, I'm not the type of person to say things and then not do it. Like, if it's something within my control, you know what I'm saying? And it's normal to like rotate things out of priority and into priority. However, I feel like I see on too many occasions where people make the smallest obstacles stop them from completing or even moving forward in something. And I feel like it's super sad, just because of the fact that I feel like that characteristic carries over into not just you going after your goals or your dreams or you executing something on a larger scale. It also permeates to the smaller things. So when you can't execute even step one of 100 steps, like you'll never get to step 2. So how are you gonna get to step 100? You know what I'm saying? And I feel like some people stop at step 2 and some people stop at step 99 out of 100, and it's just like, yeah, I haven't gone to where I want to get to in life. Mind you, this is the longest sentence ever, if we're writing this down. I haven't got to where I want to get to in life, but I still feel like I've learned so much, and I feel like it was just so normal for me after a while that I forgot how much or how many people don't actually do anything that they said they're gonna do. And it's fine to have a whole bunch of goals and, you know, get some of them done, you know, reach for the stars and you land in the clouds, you know, and you can't expect everything to be a winner. So you're gonna have some projects or ideas or whatever that not going to go as far as you expect them to or want them to. And the goal is just to keep going. Oh my God, I was watching this comedy special the other day. If you love me, you know I love stand-up comedy. And the person was talking about, I think it was a girl or a guy, but the joke was about how it was a girl talking about how guys, how, I tried not to go back to the beginning of the joke. I remember now, it was this girl, I love her, Eliza. she was talking about how she would not ask a guy out just because of all the work that girls do just to have guys ask them out. And it's like, I did all of this. I did my makeup, I did my hair, I shaved my legs, I did da, 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 da. And then you had, and you won't even, and then now I also have to be the one to come up to you and ask you for a date or to go out or whatever the fuck. Just like, no, I'm not doing that. And how did this relate to my execution? Point again. Eliza. Damn. I knew this was bound to happen. Me and my train of thoughts going a million miles a minute. One moment, please. We'll be back after these messages. I remember now. I had to go back and listen to the end to remember my thought process. So yeah, so Eliza in this stand-up comedy was talking about guys and girls and how they're different and how girls aren't used to getting rejected because it's not in society. We're not groomed to be the one to, you know, initiate conversations or ask guys out on dates or whatever. So she was like, but guys, they already know they're built in. They don't have any, they don't give a fuck. They don't care about rejection because they know that it's the at bats that come. So you're going to hit on like 100 girls in a party, you know, you're going to get at least one. So it's like, you know, when you try to, and I've experienced that also like in jobs that I've had, you know, like trying to book people for conversations and using that skill that I've learned for myself now, you know, for example, with PDK and getting people for that and other podcasts for the, you know, clients of the creatives, which is cool. You know, I've learned the importance of executing regardless of rejection. And she was right about that point. Guys are so used to that because, you know, they just hit on girls and girls tell them no all day long and girls are not used to that. But I am used to that, not in the sense of, you know, guys, but in the sense of like you can email 30 people and nobody answer you. But know that tomorrow you're going to get up and email, or next week you're going to get up and email another 30 people because, you know that it's the amount of times that you know that you're not going to get the best results on every execution. So the goal is to execute more so that you will get more opportunity to do it right. And you know, you get better in the process than what them say, what, 10,000 hours to be in a pro at anything. But that, the 10,000 hours starts with the first hour and the second hour and the third hour. And even after you stop for like your mashup, you know, at least for me, it's more like, I feel like this is also easier. You know, execution is also easier when you apply it to things that you care about. So like, for example, I hate to exercise. I don't even want to say it out loud, just, you know, in the things that I believe. But I struggle with it just because like it's not something that I am excited about or interested in. Like if it was dancing, hell yeah, I'd get up all day long and dance from morning to night. So like, you know, that would be my ideal way to exercise. And still, dancing is not like the way to exercise. It doesn't target your abs per se, unless you're in one of those classes that are conditioning. Anyway, we digress. So in anything, it takes you executing the first and the second and the third. Whether you like it or not, you know, it's not less true if you don't like it, but it's just easier to execute if you do like the thing that you're executing on. So like, for example, for me, you know, I don't have a problem sitting down to write on a regular basis because I love it so much that it's just like, oh, I just can't wait till the next time that I can write. So it's easy. It would be easy for me to execute and hence to get to the 10,000 hours and hence to succeed at anything just because of the fact that I just love it to the point where I'm good with executing and trying and trying and doing the things that are necessary and overcoming the obstacles that come just because I give so much of a fuck about, you know, music and writing music and singing it and all of that. It's just like, I'm good regardless. And it's like, it's that kind of like thick skin and putting your head down and not giving a fuck anyway that I feel like I've read and heard about from the people that I see in the positions that I would want to be at. And that's what I believe in. I believe in, well, when me I take advice from you, when you don't know what you do, you don't reach nowhere yet. You don't reach where me I try and go. But you will give me advice on that? Or do you even live in the world and have you gained knowledge on that, you feel me? Like, I feel like sometimes people get so comfortable talking about things that they have no fucking clue about. That is like, shut up. So, anyways, I'm just saying, execution in anything is absolutely necessary, because without execution, you're not going nowhere. Thanks. I feel like my outside is always at war with my recordings. If you listen to my first episodes, oh my gosh. The first episodes, it was always the fucking sprinklers outside that used to come on when I was outside recording. So funny. Anyways, so I mean, and I think one thing that I struggle with other people as well is reminding them how important execution is, because I feel like sometimes people get so comfortable with talking and then not following up the conversation. And just because that's like, it's not easy to be consistent, you get what I'm saying? But consistency requires the execution to even exist and to have even a starting platform to even base the consistency off of, you know? So it's really frustrating for me because, yeah, as a human being, I fight with being consistent with things that I'm not in love with or that I don't enjoy. Worse, I have ADHD. It's like, oh, make this 10 times harder for me. But like, I just feel like I've been frustrated by being around people that don't execute. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I try to stay away from people like that because you never know when they're, it's worse when they execute sometimes and then not other times, because it's like, you never know when it is that they're actually going to come through. And I don't like to work with people that are like, you know, wishy-washy, or you never know if they're going to come through. That's the worst. Like, I like to work with people that are, I mean, and this is true for anybody, you like to work with and only depend on people that are dependable and people that do execute and people that do get things done in the face of adversity. Sounds dramatic, right? But yes, in the face of adversity, especially because there's nothing that happens in your life without having to get past certain things, or, you know, get over certain obstacles or whatever. And that's how the fuck you learn. And I feel like that concept of execution, learning it in one sense and being about it in one sense, translates into other things. Not necessarily everything, but into other things as well. And I feel like the more I execute, it's the more confident that I get, because it's like, oh shit, I did that. You know what I mean? Like, I did that shit. And then on top of it, to do it again and to do it again and to just get shit done regardless of, you know, what's going on. Not saying, you know, you work regardless of anything, but you know, having a high tolerance level and a high persistence level, so that whatever happens, or, you know, depending on the thing that happens, you know, it's not gonna stop, you know, your momentum or your process or your 10,000 hours. You get what I'm saying? So I feel so strongly about that, you know, sometimes it makes me uncomfortable to be around or even have conversations with people that don't follow that or don't feel that strongly about getting shit done. So I just feel like execution has become so important to not only my life, but to how much energy and time I will invest in anything or anyone based on their level of executing things. Like, if you say you're gonna do something, then most people would like to know that you're gonna do the thing you say you're gonna do, right? So if other people are around you and they don't care about that, that's either going to slow up your process or frustrate you out of your own process. So that's why I try so hard to stay away from people that don't believe in executing, because I'm going to also fuck up your game. You know, like them say, these damn cliches in my episodes. I feel like all my episodes have cliches. But I'm always saying, you know, watch your circle and the people that you're around, you know, because it's so true that the people that you spend your time with, those people rub off on you in good ways and in bad ways. So like, for me, I prefer to stay to myself, and, you know, if there are people that have good energy, then yeah, you can stay. But like, if you have negative energy, I don't care who you are, I'm cutting you off. You feel me? Like, and that's friends, family, everything. I don't like negative energy, and I don't like bad vibes and confusion, or especially the confusion. But it depends on that, you see me? And that is just like, confusion is a big part of, you know, not executing, you know? Are we doing this? Are we not doing this? And I just feel like it's super important, especially like when it comes to your projects. Yeah, it don't have to be perfect, but there, I feel like in some situations, like, you have to just do what you have to do. And I feel like it's hard to find people that are on that level mentally, because it takes a lot to. It definitely takes a lot of mental strength to execute regardless of rejection and regardless of failure. And I just feel like I've heard this in so many like things that I've listened to, you know, like finding your why helps with everything. Because if you're motivated to do something because you love it so much, for example, me and music, or you know taking care of your kid because you love your kid, or you know, getting up early to go to your job because you love your job, like, it gets so much easier if you love what you do and you have a why that is motivational, to the point of, if you don't love what you do, it makes you do what you need to do anyway, you know. And regardless of that, I still have always felt really strongly about reducing the amount of things that you don't like or don't like to do in your life, and and adding more shit that you do like to do, and shit that make you happy and ignite your fire, and shit that you can't wait to do, which is why I love Mondays, because it's like, I don't have too many things that I don't love to do that I spend a lot of time on. And like, for me, that's been a blessing, because yeah, I could have made more money going into engineering. Oh my god, when I was at FIU, I had a teacher that was like, oh my god, you have these physics grades already from Immaculate, big up Immaculate. And I it was just like, I could have easily gotten into the engineering faculty. And this lady was like, oh my gosh, you could already, you know, get half your marks for civil engineering, for a civil engineering major. And I was just like, I wish I gave a fuck about engineering. She's like, I was like, ma'am, thank you, because I had physics and math, right? And calculus and shit, physics and calculus, math, calculus. She was just like, I'll never forget, this advisor was just like, not academic advisor, she was just so shocked. She's like, but there's so many children that would die for the grades that you have. And it weren't even amazing grades. She's just like, they were, because by the time I got to 12th grade, I didn't give a fuck about physics and math. I was just like, fuck this shit, I wanted the music, you feel me? I mean, I still want to fly planes, but I was just like, I'm ready to go learn that shit. I'm done with this shit. I was just done with school. I was just like, fuck high school. Anyway, so this advisor was like, you could easily get into engineering and people would so die to just have these grades already, and you're just going to do dance. I'm like, yep, I wish I loved engineering, I don't give a fuck. And she sat there for, I swear, the whole time she was just, I think it was probably like an hour or so, like, I swear, she the whole time she was just trying to convince me, like, yo, just do this. I was like, nope. And I was like, ma'am, if my mother can't convince me to do something with physics or whatever the fuck, and if I cannot go to flight school, no thank you, I don't want to do civil engineering. I had to Google what the fuck it was. I was like, this is boring as fuck. Anyway, no offense to the people that like that shit. I just personally, I'm like, no, that doesn't ignite my fire in any way. If I have to wake up early to go to a fucking engineering job, I'm gonna cry. I used to cry to wake up early to go to school. Like, and school was valuable, you see me? But in any case, getting out of that mindset of like, I need to get up and go to work every day, and that's the type of job that I have to have, you know, and accepting that as your life. If that's not what you want, because there are people that like that, and that's, for me, I feel like if that's what you love, go for that shit. If you like a job that happens to have a 9-to-5, that's fine. I mean, the people that go to them 9-to-5 and complain about it every day, I don't mean a table. Like, the people them that don't love it, but them still get up and go do that every day, or they do it because it's easy, even though it's not what they love. Like, who? What can you say? You're okay with having a life that you don't control, or you don't love the things that you do. That take up the majority of your time. Like, your job takes up the majority of your time, and you not doing that and spending the majority of your time doing shit that you don't love, it's just like, who, why? You see me? Like, why would you do that to yourself? Just because it's easy? Like, it's about execution as well, because if you, execution is also, like I said, about persistence. And if, and I had, I was very, I had a 9-to-5, I've had 9 to 5s, that's true. Yeah, I've had 9 to 5s and I've had places that I've had to go clock into, you know, and I liked being a server slash bartender, like, and that was something that I had to go clock into and whatever. But, like, I knew that wasn't, and that's even something I feel like I'd go back to just because I actually liked it. But, you know, the main thing I liked about it was the fact that you're getting money every day. And, like, for me, like, I had to make up my mind that I was not going to do any more 9-to-5 shit. And this is what I was going to do. Because it was so easy for people to just, oh, there's a job here, there's a job here, there's a job there. And worse, when you know somebody, that's way easier. You know? So it was just, like, it took me a moment to even... And this is why I feel so struggling about it. Because I had to make a decision and execute over and over on that decision that I made. To ensure that I got to the point of, I don't want to work a 9-to-5 where I have to wake up early in the morning. I'm going to transition to being a server. And it was just like, all right, I have to make up my mind to not take those 9-to-5 jobs that are offered to me, even though I might make more money. And it might be easier to just do that physically, or at least for other people. But anyway, and then after a while, after being a server, I was just like, yo, I need to figure out how to work from home. And it wasn't, I wouldn't say that it was my doings that made me have the opportunity to work from my home, but I had to turn down so many other opportunities to work a regular job. Once again, even switching back from a server to whatever, there were people that I knew that were like, oh hey, I have a job if you want this job. And I'm like, is that work from home? And they're like, no. And I had to be like, no, I'm good, I need a work from home job. And I just had to be persistent and stubborn and execute on saying no to the other easier ones that were just landing in my lap randomly all of a sudden until I got to the one that I was like, all right, I can do this from home, I like it, I'm already doing this every day. Like, it was just, you know, but it took a lot of me knowing what I want and saying no to the other things and executing on that no, executing on not just falling into the thing that is easiest or that society say you must do, you know, hashtag what will people think. I just watched some Hasan Minhaj stand-up comedy shit. That's some Indian people vibes too. Indian people and Caribbean people are so similar, where you're a lot of people don't do shit because them think about what other people going to think, or society, or them parents, or them granny. And I'm guilty of that as well, but I had to grow out of that because it was not serving me, because I was not happy worrying constantly about other people and what them doing or what them thinking about what the fuck I'm doing. Fuck you. Right? It wasn't money in my pocket. I think not. Other than that, I'm good, I don't need your shit. But I had to be adamant about not accepting anything else but this. And I realized that that's such an important lesson to learn, because you can apply it to anywhere else in your life. You can apply it to anything else and anyone else. You know, it's about knowing what you want and being persistent in patience and working towards finding the things and the persons and the energy and the job or the money, income, whatever that you want and what makes you happy. But it's not easy, but it's just such a valuable lesson, and it's based in being able to execute and being able to stand your ground and being able to get shit done and having faith. And so much, it's just so much. Trust Emily, like, it's so much. But I'm speaking from my own experience, and I feel like people have asked me all the time, you know, like, oh, you work from home, or, you know, oh, you make music, and what else do you do? And it's just like, you know, I haven't gotten to where, you know, close to where, you know, my goals are, but I'm still pumped. I'm just so pumped because I see how having these goals and being persistent about them have, you know, produced my life in a way that makes me able to continue to do the things that I love, and that makes me happy, you know. And while I, you know, up my income to be able to do the things that I want to do, like make more videos and, you know, recording dope spots and, you know, all of those kinds of things, it's just like, in the meantime, I'm just building my income. But the execution of every step of this journey was required to get me here. And from something as deep as that to something as shallow as saying, I'm gonna go here on this day, and making sure that you go there on that day or soon after, is important, massively important, I think. And I don't really get along with people, to be honest, that don't have the, that don't place importance on doing what they said they're gonna do. That's real talk. And some people don't like do what the fuck them said they're going to do, and then they get vexed when you get vexed when them don't do the thing where them said them they're gonna do. Like, I didn't ask you. Like, sometimes, you know, that happens, and it's just like, I don't understand how people like just expect to be a flake 24/7 and then or to move weird or off 24/7 and then expect people to like have good energy towards you. No, boo, that's not, you're not putting good energy out there, because you wouldn't like if anybody else did that to you. Pushing wing wing. How did that drop into pushing wing wing? Anyways, yeah, big up in the damn self. I'm gonna go about my day. This was a good, this, I feel like I got some stuff off my chest, and also, you know, shared some shit that I feel like might help other people, yo. Like, execute.
Execution forever, prison all I took for them. Execution forever, prison all I took for them. Long time for firm.
I don't know if that's the melody, but it's pretty. Big up, Twinkle.